This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, February 28th. God's word for you today is the big deal. This is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 119, verse 62, which says, I rise at midnight to thank you for your just regulations. What is the big deal about midnight prayer? We are going to look at seven, the first of which is that there is heightened spiritual activity between the hours of 11 o'clock at night and 3 o'clock in the morning. If you check, it is within those hours that activities, even dreams, take place. Spiritual activity happens at night, not just night, at midnight. So if you want to change something spiritually, get up and engage at midnight. I am not saying that God does not answer prayers by day. He does, effectively. However, at midnight, angelic activity is heightened. Demonic activity is also heightened, and you become a participant by praying. Some people have been having midnight prayer consistently. Do not give up. The door is about to open. The second is that the heavens execute judgment on the enemy at midnight. Exodus 11 verse 4 to 6 says, Moses had announced to Pharaoh, this is what the Lord says, at midnight tonight, I will pass through the heart of Egypt. All the firstborn sons will die in every family in Egypt, from the oldest son of Pharaoh, who sits on his throne, to the oldest son of his lowliest servant girl, who grinds the flour. Even the firstborn of all the livestock will die. Then a loud wail will rise throughout the land of Egypt, a wail like no one has heard before or will ever hear again. God executes judgment at midnight. For some people, the only thing left is for that judgment to be executed, and it will happen in the name of Jesus. The third reason is you can break open doors at midnight. Yes, you can. Judges 16 verse 3 says, but Samson stayed in bed only until midnight. Then he got up, took hold of the doors of the town gate, including the two posts, and lifted them up, bar and all. He put them on his shoulders and carried them all the way to the top of the hill, across from Hebron. Every door that is standing between you and where God wants you to be, in your walk with God, in your health, and in the fulfillment of your destiny, will be broken down fully and totally in the name of Jesus. The fourth reason is great spiritual transactions happen at midnight. Remember Solomon. It was at midnight that God came to him and asked what he wanted. Beyond corporate vigils, I want you to equip yourself in such a way that by yourself you can arise and engage heaven at midnight and see results. I am not saying that you should have vigils every day of your life, but let this trigger you and give you a depth that you can wake up and you can deal with issues yourself. What is the big deal about midnight prayers? From a man that never lost a single battle, David. David shows us that it is a time of in-depth thanksgiving. Psalm 119 verse 62 says, I rise at midnight to thank you for your just regulations. Many of us need to show gratitude to God, and midnight is a time of in-depth thanksgiving. Let us pray. Father, I will arise at the midnight hour to thank you, engage heaven, see you execute judgment on my enemies, and break down limiting doors. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.